Downloading.
Downloading. Audio.
Nonstop.
Thanks for downloading the SOS Radio podcast.
Over the past 20 years, a lot of things have changed in culture, but I'll tell you one thing that's never changed from the start of humanity to now is dealing with temptation and trying to find a way to master that. We're actually talking with author Stephen Atterburn today at SOS Radio. Maybe you've heard of the book Every Man's Battle. It released back in year 2000, but it's re-releasing this year with a new version, Stephen.
Yeah, we've got a lot of new information that we just didn't know about a long time ago when we wrote this book, and a lot of brain science and the research that's come in and just how devastating pornography can be, literally neutering a man. I mean, we weren't really talking about that back then, but we've discovered all that. And of course, as we're doing this, you know, we're in the midst of this coronavirus thing that's been going on, and the porn sites are just doing all sorts of business because, you know, people are at home and they're alone. And they're resorting to the old habits. Sometimes, you know, people have been free of this problem for a long time, but they relapse right back into it. So we're really glad we've got a new resource after 20 years and, well, 4 million books in the series.
We're talking about dealing with temptation and dealing with isolation with author Stephen Atterburn today at SOS Radio. You've probably heard of his book, Every Man's Battle. They have a new version that re-released this year. Over 4 million copies of this book's been sold in the last 20. But Stephen, let's talk about isolation for a minute. A lot of times you hear like the social distancing. That's more about being physically not around other people. But isolation goes deep, and that affects temptation in a big way.
Well, it does. And kind of the worst isolation is when you're living with somebody and you know that there needs to be a deep, rich connection, but that connection's not there. And so sometimes in that rejection, you feel rejected, you go off and you do stuff you think you're entitled to. And so, you know, it never goes well when we do that. It's never an answer to anything. And so you come back to, you know, how do I rebuild, you know, real intimacy with a person? Because, you know, that's where you find the fulfillment that God promises us. And a lot of people, they're in marriages and they're so disappointed, but they're not doing anything about it other than trying to cope with it. And one of the ways they cope is, you know, they think they're entitled to lust and looking at pornography or lusting after other people. And by the way, this isn't just a male problem. When we started this, it felt like it was just a male problem, but it wasn't. My wife actually facilitates support groups for women who have sexual integrity problems, and many of them have gotten hooked into using pornography, and you know, they just never dreamed that was going to happen, but that's where they are. So it's important that we, you know, go back to what you could call our first love. And God tells us to love him and to love others really well. And so what is it that's standing in the way of that happening? Is it a relationship? Is it somebody you're fascinated with? Is it pornography? Whatever it is, let's do whatever it takes to reestablish and maintain our sexual integrity and purity.
Let's talk about intimacy for a minute. I'm Scott on SWS Radio. We're talking with author Stephen Atterburn today at SWS Radio. We're in this weird season where a lot of us are home like 24/7 and the kids are home, your spouse is home, and you think, oh, this will be great for quality time. But then you find that the communication breaks down because you get annoyed with each other and you don't deal with it in a healthy way. Or your kids are getting rambunctious because they're extroverts and they want to get outside and they can't, and they sort of rebel. And you realize it takes a toll on your marriage. Now, Stephen, a few minutes ago, you were talking about how we have to go back to intimacy. How do we reset that? When you feel like your communication right now is just terrible, even though you're still in a home with your spouse physically, but you don't feel like you're there relationally.
Yeah, well, you know, I think first of all, we have to stop long enough to see the reality that's there. That's your first big step. If you don't see it, if you're not willing to stop long enough and look at it, it's never going to be better. So the first thing is to say, wow, this isn't going well. This isn't what we had expected. And then the second thing is once you see it, you need to talk about it. And that can require a pretty bold move to say, okay, I'm going to be the one, I'm going to step up here, and I'm going to say, hey, I'm feeling some stuff. I want to talk to you about it. This isn't going the way I thought it was. It's not going well for us, and I'd like us to have a deeper connection during this time. You know, this is a tough time, and a lot of folks are struggling that way. You're not alone if you are, and you can fix it by, first of all, looking at your situation. This isn't what we thought. And then beyond that, you talk about it and say, let's develop something here. Let's try to make something good out of this. It's not too late. We've got time. And I think that's when some real transforming of the relationship and healing can take place. But you got to be open about it. You got to talk about your stuff, your feelings, and what you are willing to do to make it better, rather than just kind of facilitate a status quo and nothing ever changes.
We're talking about winning the war on temptation, one victory at a time, with author Stephen Atterburn today at SWS Radio. Stephen, a lot of times you reach rock bottom before you finally make any sort of realization that you even have changes that need to be made, that you have changes yourself. It's not the other person's problem, but you. Now, what circumstances led you to seek out some radical change and transformation in your life, Stephen?
Well, you know, I was introduced to pornography at age 4. So I don't know why they thought that was okay. But when you do that, you know, you objectify women. You start to see them as something other than full, complete human beings. And so you go from objectifying to really being a user. And I did that, you know, for my own gratification. And then, you know, all of that came to a screeching halt when I got a girl pregnant. And I very quickly pressured her to get an abortion. And I didn't really realize what I had done or was doing until it was over. But, you know, it was the most regrettable thing of my life, and very quickly got really ill, and just from the physiological effects of guilt and shame. And so that led to a dramatic turnaround in my life. And then, of course, like anything, a turnaround is just one point that has to be sustained and built and continued and constant surrender over and over again. But it was that kind of horror for me that led me to say, I've got to do something different. My life is definitely not going in the right direction.
Now, Stephen, what's the key to bouncing your eyes and starving your eyes when you feel like your eyes just naturally wander, or so you think?
Well, that is the key. Like my friend and I, we were in an airport, and out of the corner of our eye, you could see somebody was coming that was, as we say to my daughter, she must have needed a lot of attention. And so we just looked at each other right in the eye, and we just started saying, not mine, not mine. Whatever it is, you know, being a gentleman in the old days meant looking away and not focusing on something or someone that doesn't belong to you, that isn't, you're not entitled to. And so it still remains the same. You just simply have to look away, realize that's not mine, that's none of my business, I'm not entitled to that. I think that's where the victory starts. But you really need somebody to help you, and you need somebody that can encourage you and talk to you, that you say, okay, I'm going to be accountable to this person. That really helps you in those tough times when, you know, you might be tempted to look at some things that you're not supposed to, knowing that somebody's going to ask me, hey, have you looked at anything? Have you lusted after anybody? Knowing that that question's coming down the way, it gives you a little extra strength to say no.
We're talking about dealing with temptation front and center today at SWS Radio. We're talking with author Stephen Atterburn on SWS Radio. About 20 years ago, Stephen, you wrote a book called Every Man's Battle. It sold like over 4 million copies. A lot of guys have found help in trying to take every thought captive and learning that that's actually possible. But in the last 20 years that you and Fred Stoker wrote this book, you've learned a lot of other things about brain chemistry and the internet and the way that we're wired up. It's interesting because a lot of times we either blame this on the spiritual or we blame it on the chemical, but it's both.
Well, it is. And, you know, one of the things that we discovered is that when you have a sexual experience with somebody, not only is there this dopamine that you have going through the brain, it's a chemical that you release, just like with heroin. Heroin causes that to be released in your system. It's just a higher spike with heroin, but it happens in a sexual experience, but also then there's this hormone, this oxytocin, which is a bonding hormone that, you know, a mother nursing her baby, that's what happens with her, is oxytocin is released. So when you have a sexual experience with someone or something, you bond to that, and you're naturally aggressive to anything that's a threat to what you're bonded to. Like the mother would kill a cave woman, would kill a lion if their baby was threatened. So now you're bonded to pornography, and you are very, very antagonistic and aggressive towards your wife, who is a threat to the thing that you're dependent on. You don't understand, why do I hate this person that I, just a little while ago, I married this person because I loved them. Now I can't stand being around them. That's the reason. It's the release of this bonding hormone. So we didn't know that years ago, but we sure know it now. And so you've got kind of a supernatural addiction, a double addiction. So then when you give all that up and you bounce your eyes and you make the person you're married to, you're focused and you receive all of your sexual gratification from that person, it is amazing how different life can be and how easily intimacy over time can be restored. But you have to make that commitment to bounce your eyes and, you know, as Job said, to not let there be a hint of sexual immorality in your life. That is the standard. Holiness, not doing better than the other guy or something like that, but holiness is our standard when it comes to sexual integrity.
We're talking with author Stephen Atterburn today at SWS Radio, and he's one of the authors of Every Man's Battle. And Stephen, a minute ago, you were talking about how when you use pornography, that releases brain chemicals and things that have to do with bonding. And when you're in a place where you're using pornography and you don't realize that there's something going on in your brain that's chemical that makes it feel like an addiction and you want to shake that, what do you need to do to break that chemical side of things?
Well, you know, there's this thing called brain plasticity, which means the brain has the ability to heal, to be remolded and reshaped internally. So, you know, the first thing is you have to find somebody that you can talk to about the problem. You don't want your wife to be your accountability partner. That's not good. Men become men in the company of men. And boy, is this ever a manhood issue. So find somebody that you can be open and honest with and say, hey, let's hold each other accountable. Maybe we could meet together once a week, go over the book or go through the workbook together, but do something other than what a lot of guys do in secrecy and isolation. They'll say something like, well, you know, here's my response. I'm going to get up and read the Bible by myself every day. You know, like I'm going to be more spiritual. I'm going to pray. Well, being more spiritual and praying, that's definitely a good thing. But really what you're doing is you're not opening up about this. You're not wanting to let somebody help you with it. So you really haven't fully surrendered to the reality of what you're dealing with until one day you're able to say, okay, whatever it takes, that means I need to humble down and open up to another human being about this problem.
We're talking with Stephen Atterburn today at SWS Radio. He's re-releasing his classic book, Every Man's Battle. It sold like 4 million copies when he and Fred Stoker released that like 20 years ago. But Stephen, what are you most excited about with the re-release of this book? Because I know you found out a few other things that you wanted to add in that weren't as big of a deal 20 years ago.
You know, things like Time Magazine having a cover story about young guys giving up pornography, not because they found Jesus, that would be great, but rather because they discovered they could not be sexual while using pornography because it literally does neuter you. You know, when you abandon God's principles and standards, it doesn't make you a better man or a stronger man. It weakens everything about you. And so if we can get back to a place where we're honoring God with our bodies, honoring our wives, with our purity and our integrity, we're a much, much better partner than Hugh Hefner ever was or ever could be. He just fostered a lie about human sexuality. So this is true intimacy and true sexual integrity and purity that God gives us. And the sooner we latch onto that, the richer and the better our lives are all going to be.
Dealing with temptation, something people don't talk a whole lot about, well, that's what we're doing here today at SWS Radio. We're talking with Stephen Atterburn, and he wrote a book about 20 years ago called Every Man's Battle, and they're re-releasing that right now. But Stephen, what have you learned about taking every thought captive? Paul says we could do that and put our thoughts under the authority of Christ. Temptation itself isn't the sin. It's giving in to temptation, right?
It really is. You know, all of us get tempted in certain ways. We have proclivities, or you could even say weaknesses or drives. And always the question is, okay, so what are you going to do about it? And I think the thing that you eventually have to come to grips with is that doing something or trying to do something about it on your own, you know, just so nobody finds out about your struggle, it just doesn't help. This old saying, we're only as sick as our secrets. I mean, it really is true. And we can just stay in secrecy and hiding, never get better, and really miss what God wants for us, the best for us. Or we could finally say, okay, it's time for me to stop hiding, stop trying to preserve my image for whatever reason I'm doing that, and get in there and become the man that God, you know, wanted you to be from the very beginning. You're not enjoying what you're doing. You know it isn't right. You feel the guilt and the shame, and so you can fix it. But it takes a person humbly submitting to God, surrendering to God, and saying, you know, I can't do this on my own. God, I know you can help me, and now I'm going to let you do it.
Thanks for downloading the SOS Radio podcast.
Tell a friend and connect.
SOSradio.net.